Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Happy Friday, guys. Yes, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show live. If you typically join us on Friday mornings, then you'll see that I'm not sitting in my bedroom coming to you. We are coming to you live from Fort Worth this morning, and it has been a phenomenal weekend so far. We have had thousands of homeschool families from all over the U.S. I met a family from California, New Mexico yesterday who made it all the way to our convention. So if you are local to the DFW area, we still have tickets. We would love to see you here. So I have the absolute privilege of talking with the Herzog Foundation this morning. And if you watched our episode a couple of weeks ago, you know that Jonathan Edmondson was on. And it's just a powerful message of what you guys do at Herzog. So I have the opportunity to be with Delaney this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm not Jonathan, but I am an ambassador at Herzog. And I'm so happy to be here. I have a heart for homeschool. My mom's, it's her first year homeschooling. And so it's really awesome to be here and kind of like share things that I see. But at the Herzog Foundation, what we do is provide free resources to Christian education and to homeschool specifically as well. And so we have a variety of things. We have our training events, which are completely free across America. And so we host a lot of them in Dallas too. So it's really awesome. And we love to give back.
I love that. And we said it a few weeks ago, but most of the time when people hear free resources, they're like, what's the catch? Right. What, like, you know, do I have to give you something? But your founder is probably one of the most generous men that I've ever heard about, that he built a, can you tell me a little bit about him?
Yeah. So Stan Herzog is our founder. His dad was Bill Herzog, who started Herzog Contracting, railroads, construction. He was a big entrepreneur, all that stuff. And when Stan passed away 3 years ago, he left his fortune to the Herzog Foundation. And so we were really, you know, lucky to have that and to use that and give back. He was a really great, great Christian.
And his whole mission has been to just pour into Christian education, whether it's private school, but specifically with homeschool and co-ops. And you guys do a lot with co-ops. I know that Jonathan was here yesterday, did a massive workshop for Texas leaders. So co-op leaders that are listening, make sure you get connected with Herzog. Lots of free goodies. But he just continues to say time and time again that these conventions are a place where you guys get to come and encourage and equip leaders. So can you give a couple of very, what specific things do you offer leaders? Is it for those who have been doing it for 20 plus years or for those who are maybe getting started? What do you have for those guys?
I mean, it's both. It's everything. Our training events are open to those involved in homeschool co-ops additionally. And so we have people coming in who their schools have been around for 100 years or, you know, they're just now starting out. You know, they're still getting things together. And so it's really awesome to go to these events and to see, you know, people make connections with each other to like synergize and to just see everything happen. And we have things like our donor development. We have strategic planning. We partner with Museum of the Bible in DC and then Noah's Ark Encounter in Kentucky and have our Bible and science teacher trainings there. And so, and again, these are free. This is so amazing. It's so fun to go. And I like learn a lot myself and I'm, you know, not starting a school or anything, but I learned so much. So
That's so good. And I think a lot of people, you know, sitting at home, the moms are like, I have this vision, or even dads, I have this vision of wanting to build community, wanting to build a co-op. And the best part about Herzog is you don't have to spend 30 hours on Google looking up all of the details, looking up the laws and the policies. It's done for you. And I think that's so important because we all have something we want to do and to help bring it to life. And I think Herzog, you're a great bridge for that. To help people just bring that vision to life. So you're at convention, you're in day two. What has been most impactful to you since being here on site?
Most impactful? I love to see, you know, like people with their whole families, they come and it's so cool to like talk to the kids and see, you know, how they're doing and what they're liking. And it's encouraging, like as a young woman to see, like, you know, thinking about what I want to do with my kids, whether it be like a private Christian school or homeschooling, and to see like so many great examples. It's really exciting for me. Yeah.
That's so cool. Cause what people don't see right behind this iPad is just, like she said, families. I've seen so many wagons and so many strollers. I think the youngest child here is a week old. So shout out to that mama, wherever she's at, who has just brought her kids, because we know that people are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to do what God has called them to do. And that's why we love partnering with companies like Herzog. We want to be generous. We want to be a generous people. And Herzog, you help us do that. So we appreciate you guys. We're so thankful for you. Any final words to those watching?
Check us out, herzogfoundation.com. A bunch of free resources, more than I got the chance to talk about, so much. So please check us out.
Awesome. Well, Delaney, thank you so much for being here. We're going to bring in Miss Lori next, but you have been awesome. And we thank you, Herzog, for being here. All right, guys. So that was Delaney. You can go ahead and head back. Awesome. It is electric in here, really. Popcorn smells in the background, families walking around. I don't think you can hear this, but I hear tomahawks hitting a wall not too far from me. It is a family. Miss Lori, hello, welcome.
Hey,
welcome back.
Chelsea, how are you?
I am good.
Day two, can you believe it? This has been the most fun.
Yes.
I know we haven't had a lot of rest because we have just been learning and partying and eating and partying and learning and worshiping. And oh, I'm so glad I came. I wish you were here. Next year, count on it. THSC, Texas Homeschool Convention. You won't want to miss it. Hey, they've been talking a lot about memberships, haven't they?
They have. So our big partnerships with the Texas Homeschool Coalition, they actually help host this event. And I just heard that if you become a member, either on-site or online, thsc.org/join us, that we're giving away free Tim Tebow. You'll be entered into a raffle to win a signed Tim Tebow football, because he was here in this building last night.
It was. I'm not even a football fan, and I had to do a little bit of research, and she helped me a lot to find out who this actually was. But I was very impressed with Tim Tebow, not necessarily for his academic skills, but because I just heard the heart of Jesus coming through him. So a signed football? Yeah. You mean, can they do it?
I'm saying they can, and I think they give me the all-access badge for a reason, so let's do it. And what I love about the THSC membership really is that it's helping build community in the homeschool world. The numbers are staggering. Texas is the largest homeschooling state, and there are hundreds of thousands of families that aren't connected anywhere, which tell me one of two things. One, you're too much on Google and Pinterest looking up the next idea, or you're just sitting at home alone feeling like,
can you talk? Hell, I spoke, taught English. From a perspective, there are most of the days that if you just stay in your house with your own kids, you can run out of inspiration and energy and strength, and you can start looking on the today part. But when you have a community, you can encourage each other to look at the bigger picture. That's what this has done for me. And even though I'm not homeschooling anybody right now, I have been motivated to see that we need each other. We're meant to be a part of something bigger. And I can't fight legal battles on my own. I can't even get my bed made some days. But when you are connected with somebody like THSC, and you're connected with other homeschooling families. It's a powerful source of encouragement, and you would be an encouragement, and your story is not weird. Your story can bless and encourage other people.
That's so good. And as a new mom, I need to hear that. Get out of the house. Find yes. community. We all know if you sit at home with your children all day, every day, God love them. But he might be the only one who does at the end of the day.
Yeah, get involved in a co-op. Yeah. And if there's no co-op in your area, THSC will give you resources on how you can connect with people that can help you start that. Two families as a co-op.
Yep.
Just and then let it go from there.
That's exactly it. And it's so much more practical. You know, community is amazing, and that's one of our big drivers. But, you know, in Texas, we are one of the most free homeschool states in the country. In fact, at convention in 2024, we're celebrating 30 years of homeschooling being free.
Yeah.
But they say it all the time. We are one election year or one vote away from parental rights and homeschooling rights possibly being taken away or tweaked ever so slightly that it's no longer in our favor. And the Texas Homeschool Coalition has been on the ground since 1986, fighting for homeschool families just like yourself and continuing to do so this many years later. And what I love, they're not new to the game. This is, what does Tim Lambert say? This is not their first rodeo.
Exactly.
We had Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick here this morning who is talking about him being so passionate about the homeschool community and parental rights. And so from a homeschool family, it's not just an investment for today, right? Today, I'm celebrating and enjoying the freedom, but I am investing in something so that my two-year-old daughter, who we're getting ready to homeschool, will enjoy the same freedoms we're enjoying today. Absolutely. It's an investment into something bigger. And it's, to me, it's putting my money where my mouth is, right? We want people to be free. We want organizations like THSC to be on the ground fighting. And yes, we buy curriculum. We pour money into our children, but I also want to sow a seed of just $99 a year to keep the fight going, to make sure that the freedoms we enjoy today are still going to be enjoyed by the generation we're at home teaching. And so for those of you watching, THSC.org, like we said, we're giving away tons of free things, and that's amazing. But to me, it's just an investment into my children, all the kids that we're sitting here looking at who are blowing up balloons right across the hall. Like, it's an investment into them. And so we would love for you to partner with us. We're excited. Yeah. I'm excited to see this next generation, the generation that people are so afraid of, that you know, the woke agenda's pushing, that are just wilding out. Guys, there is hope.
That's right.
I feel so encouraged just hearing the teens and seeing people come in. Like, the media tells us one story, and we're here to report something different, that this next generation is truly going to be world changers. And the Lord has equipped them for this time, for this purpose. And what an opportunity we get to just make sure that there are organizations who stand with us, who are going to continue to fight battles that are so far, that are all the way up to Austin. And so,
yeah. And I believe in what Texas is doing so much. I live in Ohio. And when I heard about this opportunity to come and serve at this place, I see at my age, I'm 68. My kids are all grown. In fact, some of my kids are here serving. And I'm seeing the validity on the other side. I made it. I graduated.
You survived. We need to hear that.
Survived. Yeah. Yeah. And I believe that Texas is a leader, and I believe that other states can benefit from what's going on here right now. And that's why I wanted to come and see for myself what was actually happening. THSC is such a privilege. And if you're just hearing about it for the first time, check it out. Go to the website. But if you don't know anything exactly what they do, I would encourage you to investigate and become a part. Help not only lead the homeschool families of Texas, but will you get behind it and lead the country? America needs you. Yep, you, mom, you, dad, that just stay in your living room or your kitchen or your unmade bed in the bedroom and you're trying to figure lesson plans. You can make a difference far beyond your house.
Yeah,
become a member.
That's so good. That's good. We're late. And as a Texan, we love to hear we're leading the way. It's like that Texas notch on our belt that says we'll keep doing it. We'll keep fighting the fight. Guys, we get to celebrate 30 years. And that is because 30 years ago, families just like you and I stepped in and said, you know what? Something needs to be done. Something needs to be changed. And in fact, Lori, most people don't know, thousands of homeschool families showed up on the steps of the Capitol for each of those votes to sway the government to stand in support of homeschool families. So our vote is strong. Our presence is felt. And Texas Homeschool Coalition continues 30 years later to show up on the steps of the Capitol for homeschool families. And as a mom who was 2 years old at that time, I am so thankful that I get to stand here today with the future looking so bright. And so I am so excited. Lori, thank you for jumping on.
Oh, loved it. Loved it. In fact, we'll be back today, tomorrow. Yeah, bring your friends. Watch the replays. Share them. Tag somebody. And click like. Click subscribe wherever you're watching all around the world.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. The man, the myth, the legend just walked up right behind my iPad. Mr. Todd Wilson from Family Man is going to be here in just a couple of minutes. So hang tight. Grab a drink. Grab a snack. Visit thsc.org to take advantage of that $99 membership. Invest in the next generation, guys. They'll thank you for it. We'll see you in a few minutes. Bye.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.